The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, it really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with a pretty special guest. If you've been a fan for a while, this is gonna be a happy day. We got Jackson Pinky Pinkowski on the phone, on the Zoom, on the pod, whatever you want to call it. If you're new, you're in for a treat because Jackson's the best. He did a ton of stuff for us for years, and then went and started his own entrepreneurial venture. And just when I thought he'd forgotten about us and was way too good, would never talk to us again, he has time on his schedule and he's back helping us. So that's that. And today it's funny, we lured him back with some help with email and our list and some of that stuff. And then he got a little taste. I'm like, what about some other stuff? And then before you know it, poor chump's back in the Grow My Cleaning Company universe. So before we get into email, I'll let you say, hey, and anything you like, and then we'll talk email.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. It's good to be back. Or if you haven't seen me before, it's good to see you for the first time. Yeah. Mike tricked me. So that's the kind of guy. Mike's a trickster. No, I'm kidding. But I'm super happy to be back and helping everybody I can.
Cool. Love it. All right. So yeah, what I actually do forget how we reached out to you. I don't even know. I don't even remember how we got back. I just remember there's a little Jackson, a little more. And now we got lots of Jackson. So early on, I don't know if it was the first thing, we started you helping us with our email stuff. And I want to get way into the tech because we use a program called Entreport, which is a lot, I think Jackson has a love hate. It does a lot of great stuff, but because it does so much, it can be a huge pain in the butt to sort out. We don't coach owners of cleaning companies to use Entreport, not because it's bad software, just because we are much more of a marketing company than most of our clients. And we have a just larger list because we're working globally, whereas ideally most of you guys are working in one or two or three specific areas. So you're just, the numbers are going to be smaller. That said, the concepts are going to be exactly the same. So what I think our people have not problems, they struggle with blank page syndrome. And obviously with AI, maybe we can get over some of that. They don't know how to get people on their list. They don't know what to say. They kind of do fits and spurts where there's like a couple emails and they do it all and then nothing, you ignore for a couple months. What, with your experience, what would you say with not only Cleaning Nation, but kind of email and all that, what words of wisdom do you have?
Yeah. So the cool thing you talk about, like blank page syndrome, and a lot of people do get hung up on, you know, I don't know what to say, or I don't know how it should look, or I don't know any of these things. But the cool thing is there are so many companies out there, there are so many examples out there that there's just plentiful ways you can start. You can sign up for your competitors' emails, you can sign up for a business in the town over and just see kind of what their flow has, if their flow has anything. Sometimes they don't have anything. But that is always like the perfect starting point. I mean, Mike does this all the time. Just last night he asked me, he's like, hey, do you have examples that we've done before that I can use as a starting point? Because it becomes so much easier when you have something like that to work with. That usually is like your best starting point for actually like making something and putting it out there for people to see.
And let me give you an encouragement, two encouragements, everybody, that'll help, hopefully help kind of get you off of this. One is just like in one-to-one sales, email is similar in the regard that the first one's not going to do anything. So a lot of times we put off like, oh, that's a big customer and I don't want to call them, or I don't want to go see them because I'm not ready, or I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like we just have this, like, I'm not ready. I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't know if we'll ever be ready. And the encouragement I'll give you is, I promise you, certainly on a commercial side, it's a little different on a residential, but people don't get hung up on residential. And this example for commercial face-to-face works for residential and commercial email. So for commercial, I don't know that I've ever seen a time where any person, as good or bad as a salesperson as they might be, walked into a prospect and said, hey, I'm Jackson, I'm with Jackson's Cleaning, who does your cleaning company? And they said, you son of a gun, get the hell out of here. Don't ever come back. I will never buy from you. You're dead to me. I don't think it's ever happened in the history of man. It may have happened in the history of man, but less than 1 in 1,000 times Jackson walks in and says that, and I go, oh my gosh, your timing's perfect. Can you start on Monday? We've literally just been looking for a guy. Neither of those outcomes are going to happen. No matter how good or how bad you do, the outcome is probably going to be, okay, thank you. Maybe leave some brochures and see you later. Or no, we're not interested right now. That's it. That's the whole range. The only thing that's going to make a difference is you build a relationship over time and you have lots and lots of different contacts, ideally automated, right? So the same thing with an email. People will be like, our clients will send an email that they spent a bunch of time on, like hours on this email, and I'll give them coaching and they're like, nothing happened. I'm like, of course nothing happened. It's one email. As opposed to spending 5 hours on one email, spend 1 hour on 20 emails and just try different hooks and different things and different things they might be interested in. Because again, not only it's like this one worked or didn't work, it's like this one worked or didn't work for the segment of my audience, right? So you might be, if you're residential, like, want more time with your family, feel overworked, feel unappreciated, wish you could come home and be happy. Is your kid crawling around in his own filth? Are you not able to cook because everything, there's 1,000 different hooks you can use on commercials. Like, are you getting in trouble with your boss because of this? Is your cleaning company making you crazy? Are you getting complaints from the people? Are you from your customers, your employees, do you have the big boss coming in town and he just yelled at you? There's 1,000 things for each person. So as opposed to trying to write one email and thinking it's going to quote unquote do anything, write a bunch of them. And there's two kinds. I'll let Jackson comment. There's evergreen and there's kind of topical, right? So evergreen is more, I can write it once and it just works all the time. Like if I wanted to write an email to you guys about emails and go, there's cold versus warm. Warm is people that know you, like you and trust you and want you to do stuff. And cold is, I don't know you. And here's how to do both effectively. That's probably the concepts of that probably are going to change for years and years and years, if ever. So I could write that email once and get paid forever, right? And even if I only spent 20 minutes writing it and I only have an email list of 100 people today, if it goes out to every new person that hits my list for the next 10 years, who knows what kind of good that can do, right? Now, a non-evergreen is going to be like, right now, inflation's coming up. If you're worried about inflation, here's what you need to do. And that might not make sense in 2 years. Or right now, we're recording this in June. Could be kids are out of school, time for this. What's your plans for July 4th? So I guess the encouragement I want to give you is don't spend time making the perfect email because it doesn't exist. Just try lots and lots of things and you'll get better at it. And the good thing is most of the best working emails anyway are short. So sometimes just a couple lines can be it. Hey, stressed out about, is your cleaner driving you nuts? Email me back, tell me why, and I'll see if I can't help. Like easy peasy, that's short, probably get a good open rate. And even if you only get 2 responses and 0 to 1 jobs, it's like, okay. But if you send that same email every quarter, all right. So that said, what experience have you had that might contradict, add to, talk to me?
Short. You hit the nail right on the head. It doesn't need to be a novel. It shouldn't be a novel. Not only like from a personal standpoint, but also like a technical standpoint, most of the time, the longer the email gets, the worse it is to actually having someone see it, right? Regardless of how many people you're sending it out to or a ton or very few, you want a short, sweet email in all your messaging. Now, in terms of evergreen or short, like time sensitive emails, definitely important to have both. I wouldn't say you need one or the other, but you want to make sure you have both because it's essentially, you can use it to hit various aspects of your customer base. So you can send certain emails to certain people based off of, you know, how they've interacted with your business. Is the first time they've ever heard of you? Are they a customer currently? Or are they maybe an old customer that paused services or stopped services? You don't want those type of people to get, you know, your generic welcome email or your generic opening email. You want them to get something to encourage them to come back. So it's kind of, but like you said, it's a batch system, right? You have your buckets of, these are my starting emails. These are my like offer emails. These are my holiday emails. And even if it is a time-based email, you can often repeat those, you know, maybe not throughout the year, but like next year, your summer email is probably going to be the same the next summer, right? Obviously, if you do something for like a lot of people right now, like you said, inflation or doing inflation buster deals or stuff like that, and that wouldn't make too much sense down the line, but your 4th of July deal in 2023 is going to be a lot should be a lot similar to your 2024 deal. Yeah, you basically hit it all right on the head. There's not too much extra to add on that.
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there.
So a couple of things Jackson said I want to make sure y'all don't miss. I think Dan Kennedy said it first. That's where I heard. I don't know who said it first. You want to enter the conversation already in their head. So when Jackson says, hey, you can use the same 4th of July email, you know, this year and that year, they're probably not going to remember. Like, I think 3 or 4 or 5, maybe, I don't think it's 5, but several years ago, we made some Christmas videos. I think you might've made one, Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those are freaking awesome. And I think we use them every Christmas and people are delighted. They're just fun, cute things. If we were recording this during Christmas, I'd tell you how to get them, but I don't know where they're at now. But wait, if you're on our email list in Christmas, we'll probably send you a thing and people loved them. And then I'll go, this is the same stupid because it's been a year and they've got a bunch of stuff. So the big thing is you enter the conversation already going on in their head. And that's what does with, are your kids going back to school? What are you doing for 4th of July? You know, if you're afraid of inflation, they're already thinking these things. And when you enter that conversation, like, oh, this guy gets me, and they're going to get their attention. The next thing is, along with Jackson said, being short, I think one of the mistakes people make is they try and do way too much in one email. So they try and do everything. I'm just going to send one email. And then they're like, here's our reviews and here's how we're great. And are you having this problem? And you should sign up for a client. And let me tell you, and they just throw everything in the kitchen sink at the guy. And he doesn't know, or she doesn't know what on God's grace you're talking about. So before you even start writing the email, the easiest thing is like, what is it I want this guy or this, what is it I want the reader to do? And if it's always buy my crap. Well, email may not be the best. Well, first of all, we got to make sure there's top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel, top of the funnel. This is a stranger. So if you send a stranger buy my crap, you're going to have a very low hit rate with that. And you're probably going to have more people offended or upset or unsubscribe or not like it. Middle of the funnel is they know you, but they're not super into you yet, right? Maybe they're ready for bid. Maybe they're not. You can send them a buy my crap, but it's probably not going to be as effective. Bottom of the funnel would be, I was a previous customer, or I know you, or I got a bid, or I looked for a bid and then it didn't happen, or just something where they've done some sort of buying thing and they might have a decent, so I'm going to spend more of my buy there. But that said, start with what's the one outcome I want and only do that outcome. So the outcome is, I have a Facebook group that I'd like you to join. Then all you talk about in the email, whether it's long or short, is just that one thing. I think we get tempted to be like, well, but we've got an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've got, you know, 16 5-star reviews on Google. And, you know, I've got, you know, Trustpilot, and we've got all these like goodies we want to throw at them. We use microfiber wrap. That's why I said, write a bunch of emails and just one call to action. So I think, and a lot of them is like, people told me I should email. So I'm emailing, right? And it's just, hey friend, what's going on? It's Mike from Grow My Cleaning Company. Feel like you want some coaching, call, you know, just like, we don't know what the heck's going on. So you just get clear on, and there could be lots of call to actions. It could be, if you got a podcast to listen to that, if you've got an Instagram channel, follow me over here. Now, again, that assumes that you're giving value on your Instagram channel or podcast. It could be, you're going to do a little event, locally for people and you want to invite them. It could be you're, like Jackson said, you're doing a 4th of July sale or a special buy one, get one free. Or if you, you know, to clients, hey, refer a friend and well, whatever. It could be, just make sure you know what one specific thing you're giving them. It doesn't have to be a buy. It could just be, here's a PDF I made that I think might be of value to you. So last thing I'll say, I'll kind of pass it to Jackson, is the big thing is have a goal and make sure you give value. So if the goal is buy my crap, you could just send an email, buy my crap, and you're probably not going to get a lot of results. You're like, what kind of value would I have to get to make them want to buy? And that value is not going to be long or 16 different things. It's just going to be, hey, studies show that if you spend more than 1 hour a day, you know, obviously don't lie, get the actual studies. You know, if you spend more than 1 hour a day with face-to-face time with your kid, they're going to grow up with better grades and more likely to stay out of prison, whatever the case may be. Studies also show parents spend 35 minutes a day cleaning. You know, is your cleaning cost? So that's value, where parents are like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. You're giving them value, and that value is going to happen to get them to go, I think maybe I can make a change here. What am I missing? What do you want to add, Jackson? I know Jackson has a lot more of the technical stuff, so he knows more of the nuts and bolts than I do.
That's it's perfect. It what you said is super important, because if you go treat each email as like a single objective, right? Of course, you have this grand objective of, I want to get more customers. But each email in itself is going to have its own objective. Like you said, join our Facebook group, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, come check out our booth at the 4th of July fair, whatever you might have going on.
Could even be a question. What's the number one thing bugging you right now? You could do a survey.
Exactly. That too. It's that whatever that object, that email has a singular objective. And if you look at your email performance, again, going back to, is it going to do anything? If you look at it as doing that singular objective, your emails are going to be so much more successful than if you're just looking at it from a customer gain, customer loss standpoint. Because if you're looking, my goal for this email is to get 10 replies to my question of what's the biggest pain point about not having a clean house, for example. And you get your 15 replies, you get 20 replies. That's a solid win on email performance. Your email performed extremely well. Now you have guidance on, now I can push to the next objective. I can push maybe to get them as a customer, get them on a bid to see if I can solve those pain points that they outlined to me. And that all boils down to just segmenting it out. You've got your different objective buckets, you've got your different emails for those objectives, and you know exactly who you want to send them to based off of how they've interacted with you previously.
That's well said. And I'm always trying to figure out how I can make it easier for you guys and less daunting. Because again, the poorest written email that gets sent is typically going to beat the perfect email in your head that never really makes it out of your inbox or out of your keypad. So the other thing it's funny too, because when we get to social media, and actually we're going to end with a question. So I'm going to tell you what the question is, Jackson, so you can think about it. And then I'll give you my point and then we'll end with Jackson's answer. So I'm kind of getting of two minds of emails. It's still great and it's free. You can own a list. But I also be like, is it still working compared to how it used to work? Like, so I'd love your feedback on, email efficacy. Is it good? Is 5 years ago, 10 years ago? What is it going to be in 5 years? So I'd love your opinion. That said, well, Jackson's formulating that. The reason that made me think of that question is a lot of stuff's moving to social, right? Like when people, even on owners of cleaning companies, you're still hung up on websites. And the reality is they're probably not going to spend a lot of your time on your website. They're going to go to your Instagram, your TikTok, your Facebook. They're going to find where there's your reviews, like just communities of things where they can get about you, right? Because, as well as I do, if you want to buy a product on Amazon, you don't look at the website of the product you buy. You look at the reviews of the product, right? You want to see what if you want to get to know a brand, you don't go to their website because it's just a bunch of PR. You go to their socials and see how they're interacting with the community. So for some reason, I think we get social media and like, I made a post and whatever, and we're okay with, I get the concept, I have to do a bunch of it. But when it comes to email, we think, one email should be done. Like that would be like, I've got an Instagram channel and I posted a month ago. Where's all my customers? It's like, well, that's an insane prospect. So I just want to get you the mindset on that. And then a little bonus you can use is what typically is engaging high on social, because it feels like it's a little easier sometimes to just make a post, or we're just native to that because we're used to engaging on social, typically works in emails. So if you're like, what should I say to my people? Well, just go back to your socials and see what are people engaging to or responding to or interested in. And that will probably pay well on email. And then of course the reverse works. If you ask a question on email and you get a lot of response, ask it again on social. So for any of you guys, you want a little back, inside baseball and grow my cleaning company. If we're really right now, we do Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, I think is about it. We do obviously Twitter? This podcast. Yeah, it's sadly. And weirdly enough, nobody engages on Twitter. We put great content on Twitter. Nobody gives a crap. We have the same 1,400 followers for like ever, and they don't super engage. If you look at the content, it's generally me. It's generally stuff we do with the podcast is first. It's all just quotes and stuff from that. So it's the same quotes, and it might look a little different in Insta and Facebook, but it's the same stuff. And we actually do a bad job. Jackson, as I'm telling you this, I'm like, we should probably look at our socials and find out what's performing and put that more. Exactly what I'm coaching you to do, we don't do a very good job at. We kind of sequester the emails or their own thing, but there's a rich pool of data in our socials of this is what people want. So there you go. As I'm coaching you, I learned something from my own business. So two takeaways I'm going to flip it to Jackson are one, think of email the same way as social. It'd be ridiculous to say I posted on Facebook, a week ago and I'm going to post again 2 weeks from now and where are all my clients? And followers might be the same. You're like, well, I got, 109 people on my email list. Well, you might only have 93 people on your, Insta, but you still post, right? So think of it more like social. Like obviously I have to post / email all the time or it's not going to be effective. And we think, if I email too much, they'll get mad at me. They really won't. If you email too much of things that they're not interested in, they probably won't get mad, but they'll certainly wander away. So same with your socials. Like if I just post a bunch of boring pictures, nobody's going to be interested. So think of email the same as social. And keep in mind, you can cross-pollinate. If it works well in email, probably work well on social. If it works well on social, it's a great idea for an email. Okay. That said, Jackson, I'm pretty confident that websites are getting less and less, I don't say powerful, but influential. And social media is getting more and more people like, that's where I want to congregate. That's where I want to get on. But what about email? I don't know, because we still do well with email, but I'm kind of like, just feels like it's getting, you know, harder. You know, back in the day, you know, when, you know, for old people like me with, you know, Sleepless in Seattle, you heard that little, you've got mail. And like, he's like, oh, everyone's like, oh, I've got an email. I'm going to go open it. Like who's, you know, it's like the real mail. Like somebody's posted real mail before junk mail. Like a friend of mine, somebody has something, I should go see it. Open rates were like 98%. And now they're, you know, slightly less than that. So what are your thoughts presently for email and going forward?
Yeah. Email, I think email is still great. I think especially with how like Gmail works or Outlook works, or I mean those are really the big inboxes, but with the way those systems work and the filtering of junk and the filtering of stuff into, you know, promotions or social inboxes and just kind of all the background stuff that normal users don't really care about. I think it still does a really great job of getting things across and getting things across in front of people, especially now that, you know, so many people are work from home, as good and or bad as that is, but they are checking their emails so much more often. It's actually
Jackson
terrible.
And I are currently both working from home. So he's in his home, I'm in mine. So there you go. We're two for two as on the podcast. Go ahead.
A terrible habit to have as a total aside, but
opposite of what we coach, by the way, once yes. a day, but continue.
I don't think email is gonna change or get any less effective. I mean, I still buy products off of email and I utilize email to keep me informed of new stuff that comes out from brands that I like and have purchased from before. Topic for next podcast though, which I think is even better than emails, is text messages.
All right. Write that down. We'll definitely
we'll leave everybody on a cliffhanger there. SMS and multimedia messages.
I love that. It's such a good follow-up to this one. We might have typically we have some of our team members on, you know, once a month, give or take, but you reach out to Lindsay, tell her we need to do another one like next week. We'll get that. Now I really like that SMS. Okay. I agree with everything Jackson said. I think that's been my experience both as a user and as a emailer. The only thing I'll add is things have a long tail. Like I could say the yellow pages and we all make fun of it. I guarantee you there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people in the United States and Canada that still use the yellow pages. I think it's ridiculous. I wouldn't even know where the yellow pages are. I couldn't even find them if I wanted them. But there are people, and without getting all ageist here, especially as I'm getting old. So I'm like, hey, everyone respect the old people. I'm planning on being one pretty quick here. Or M1, depending on who you ask. They got all the money. So we make fun of like, oh, Facebook, that's for old people. But okay, great. Who do you think has the money? Old people, for crying out loud. So anytime email, TikTok, Facebook, billboards, yellow pages. I'm trying to think of lots of old and new stuff.
Radio.
Oh, such a good one. I'm not saying good in that you should use it, but such a good example of complete bygone. For me, I'm super, super podcast. But guess what? There are a ton of my people that listen to the radio. And again, for us, it doesn't work because we're not local and we're such a niche, it would be hard to buy national. But for local cleaning companies, radios can absolutely be an option. I haven't listened to the radio in like a real radio that you dial in, not like Sirius or, you know, Spotify or something like that. I don't even think my... I got a Tesla. I don't even know if I can listen to the radio. I don't even know.
I got my accountant through my sports radio station. So...
Why? Okay, so now we're gonna get a whole nother fight. Like, why wouldn't you listen to sports pod? Like, I get like I can't fast forward this. I can't. Oh, this is a really good conversation, but I have a meeting. I can't pause it. And then a commercial comes on. I have to listen to it. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, I watch live sports. I still remember my child is seven. First time we watched something live, and he saw a commercial. He lost his mind. He's like, I don't want to see this. Put the program. He didn't understand what was happening. He was just like, I want freaking, you know, Power Rangers or whatever. And this crap is not what I want. So anyway, I get the same way on podcasts. But all that to say, the closing point is don't judge. I made this perfect mistake. I thought Instagram was redonkulous. Like, who on God's green earth uses Instagram? Short answer, every freaking buddy. So now we're on it. Do I use it? No. Do I think it's a good platform for me? Oh, I don't care about Instagram. I don't get a vote. If you guys, and I'm not judging anyone's on there. If you guys are on there, that's it. So if you're like, I don't buy crap on email, doesn't matter as long as people do. Is more specifically, as long as your people do. All right. Anything to wrap us, Jackson?
No, that hit the nail right on the head.
Well, once the nail's been hit on the head, it's time to close the toolbox, baby. Grow My Cleaning Company, Cleaning Nation, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. If you like the podcast, we're coming up on 1,000. So hundreds and hundreds of hours. I know we're like, this is like in the 970s or 80s. We're getting there, buddy. Growmycleaningcompany.com has hundreds of hours of free content. If you want to work less, make more, it's all right there. I don't even think there's anything for sale. Growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.